Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Hello, hello, hello. You're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And I just want to remind us of what we were listening to. At the top of this set, we heard it was actually Flowers Fell by Avery Friedman. That actually ended up playing first instead. And then following that was the acoustic version of Like Only Lovers Could. And that is by Jana Mila. So now I'd like to welcome my next guest on Intravenous. Today I have Yasmin Simsek with the SFU Feminist Book Club here to chat about the book club. Welcome, Yasmin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. I want to thank you so much for making the trek up to SFU Burnaby campus.
Me and the R5 go way back.
Hey, I love to. I love it. I was chatting with Yasmin before we went on air about how great the energy is to have guests in the studio. I think it is. It just gives an energy. It gives a vibe.
100%. It's just nice to connect.
It is. All right. I love it. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the SFU Feminist Book Club. Tell us a little bit about the book club, maybe a little, you know, history, where it meets, that type of thing.
The book club started, I believe in 2022. Okay. As we were talking about, like, time flies.
Listen, time is...
Time's a construct.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. So I think it was 2022 in the summer. It actually came about, like, I've had a dream of starting a book club for many years.
Love.
And then a PhD student at GSWS had a little book gathering for their PhD, so I already got a little bit of a start of a group of people. I was like, let's continue it.
I love it.
So we meet once a month in SFU Harbor Center.
Okay.
GSWS is fantastic and book the room for us every month, and they make sure we are treated well. We have some coffee, we have some snacks.
Hey.
And then, yeah, I think it's the second Monday ish of every month. Sometimes we have to swap it around a little bit if there's like holidays and stuff.
Right.
And then we meet there for 2 hours on a Monday evening.
Nice.
And just gather over our love of books.
Yes,
really.
Yes, I love that. I mean, I'm a book reader, so I love a book club, I'm not gonna lie. You know what I also love about this book club is that you guys meet in person.
Yeah.
You know,
it was important to me. I think also since it started in 2022, like this was right when we were coming out of like hardship COVID times.
Trust. Yeah.
And I do think there's a lot to say and honor about the option of virtual. But I also think it's never going to replace the human connection you get from being in person. And I think a lot of us craved it.
Yeah.
And still do to a certain extent. And it is really, like, we make it very safe there. Like, we have a big enough room that we can sit very far apart.
Nice.
If need be. And everything's kind of, like, individually, especially in the beginning, we were very, like, everything, all the snacks were individually packaged as well.
Absolutely.
We were, like, sat very far apart. We've loosened up a little bit, but also we're very...
like open to
if someone's like, okay, I'm a little bit more vulnerable physically, like I would love to come, we can so easily sort that out. We've actually had quite a lot of people with different kinds of accessibility needs, including a person who was nonverbal come.
Okay. Right on.
So a feminist book club is literally for everyone. We can make all accessibility needs well, more or less. I'm not going to say everything.
No, but you're accommodating.
We're definitely accommodating. And we're trying our hardest to make sure everyone's welcome.
I love it. I love it. And in terms of like the group size, is it like a consistent group size every time you meet each month? Does it
flows. Okay. I think pretty consistent in like between 8 and 10.
Okay, right on.
Sometimes if people are busy, if it's like close to the holidays, we're like 4, that's okay.
And that's okay.
Sometimes if it's like a special book that a lot of people want to read, we're like 14.
Yeah.
But it's really nice because I also think if we made it virtual, we could end up with like 30 people.
That's right.
Which lovely, but also I want this to be a place where people can actually discuss.
Yeah.
And feel heard.
Yeah.
Where I think if it was virtual, and also like the technical issues with virtual, like, oh, talking over each other, but
100%.
Not on purpose. Where in person, it's like, yeah, I feel like people are feeling more heard. And by keeping it like quite small as well, like that was kind of me with GSWS, like our plan all along to make it like, even when you can sign up on Eventbrite, but we cap it at like, I think 17.
Nice.
But also knowing that
it's not going to go to, exactly. No, I do, because I've been in so many group settings throughout my life, and I find that, like, you know, organizers that put on these large groups, they feel like the numbers is the thing, but I feel like it is the ability to share is the thing, you know. And if you do have too many people, it can get like just hard for everybody to have their voice. And then the tech issues. I've been into some spaces where, like, you know, the organizer couldn't mute everybody, and so you had like people talking over, or they didn't see when people had their hands up.
Yeah,
you know,
and that would
like
be that. Me if I was running. So
right?
We're not going to do that.
You see what I'm saying?
But the good thing as well is that, like, even though like I founded it with GSWS, I'm not running it.
Fair.
The people are people are running it. That sounds really cringe, but you know what I mean.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Yes.
So like every semester we select books for the following 4 months.
Okay.
And then the person who suggests the book, if then we all vote on it. If your book gets voted through,
they're like the lead.
then so, they're the lead.
Yeah,
they make the questions, they run it, and then they do a little summary for the GSWS website.
Love.
And like kind of moderate the discussion and stuff, just so it also doesn't become the Yasmin show, because no one wants that.
Well, sometimes we do, guys. But anyways, I get it. I totally get it. Okay, so when are you meeting next?
We are meeting, let me get the thingy up.
Yes, because you just recently met. For January, right?
Yeah, we just met on January 12th.
Yeah.
And that was in collaboration with SVSPO.
Okay.
That was our first collaboration we'd done.
Oh, right.
And that was really exciting. So I also want listeners to know that we're very open for that now.
Yay.
If any sort of organizations or like groups around want to do like a, oh, for this month, like we're doing something, it would be lovely to do something collaboration and pick a book that's fitting.
Yes.
As long as we do it in good time, we're so down for that.
Love it.
And so we're meeting on February 9th to read A Grandmother Begins the Story by Michelle Porter.
Nice.
Which is going to be very exciting.
I love it.
And yeah, all new people are welcome as well. Like even though we want to keep it minimum, like that doesn't mean new people are not welcome. And you don't have to be affiliated with SFU to arrive.
I was going to ask that now. Nope. So thank you for saying that. No. Listen, this is the beauty of like having a conversation. Yeah. So and you don't have to be affiliated with, so you don't have to be an SFU student.
Nope.
Okay.
Anyone's welcome.
I love
so
that.
So it very much started, obviously, because I am an SFU alumni as well. So obviously it kind of started with SFU students.
Yeah.
But it's on Eventbrite.
Oh,
and we get
it.
A lot of people who, and I find that really lovely. A lot of people who are just like checking Eventbrite for like, I want to join
a book
club.
They do, yes.
And also, just to make it very clear, you don't have to be a woman either.
Right.
Like, when we say feminist, it's very inclusive of everybody who identifies.
Who has the ideal, exactly.
And it doesn't, it's not like a, it's also a fictional book club. So we don't sit there and read, like, as much as we love bell hooks. It's not like a non-fictional.
Yes.
It's very much like, and it's very broad. It could be like, oh, it's just a woman author. It could be, we can discuss it from the Bechdel test, or we can discuss motherhood or stuff like that. We get some really good conversations out of it.
I love it. Okay, well then I might just like pop into one.
You know
what I mean? Because I love reading a book and I mean like it's not difficult to get down to where you are. Like what time do you normally start? Like
6:30.
Okay, and then you run for about 2 hours.
Yeah, about 2 hours, yeah. And then we we start by like giving our general thoughts on the book. We end by giving our like final thoughts, but in the middle, it's just questions and like chats.
Love it. And so you mentioned a few times, so you can find the book club like events on Eventbrite. But if you also mentioned the website too, like could we go to like the SFU website?
GSWS will have information about it as well.
GSWS.
I'm just checking Eventbrite now. It's saying going fast. So apparently it's a hot commodity right now.
Guys, tickets are flying.
And they're free, of course.
I was just going to ask that. You see how, listen, telepathic. We are like on the level. I was literally going to ask. So guys, it's like free 99. I mean, literally without the 99, it's literally free. So
it's
I love that. Okay. So the next thing I just also wanted to chat, like, is there anything else about the book club that you wanted to share that we haven't like covered?
I might just want to say, like, again, on the accessibility kind of point of view, you don't have to talk if you come there. If you just appreciate listening and learning about things, like, no one's going to force you to talk. We might like ask you to introduce yourself, but if you like let us know in advance, for example, that you just want to kind of listen in, that's absolutely okay too.
That's awesome.
And you can reach me. I don't know if my email is on the on the Eventbrite, but otherwise spam my email on yvs@sfu.ca.
Love it.
And let me know any kind of accessibility needs. We're more than happy to accommodate. And yeah, just want to have like, I think one thing that's so important to me in like my feminist activism is, how we all need to, like, we need to talk more about things.
Agreed.
Because I think even though talking won't fix everything, I think from an individual standpoint, we're going to get so much more comfortable with ourselves as women and realize what's normal, what's not normal by talking to each other.
Agreed.
So, for example, a book like like when we're talking about something with SA, like we did for SVSPO this month, talking about it and listening to other women's experiences, I think is so important in our own safety and in how we move forward as a feminist movement.
I totally agree. Again, one last thing I want to share is that before we went on air, we were just talking about, like, for me, my era was the talking era, right? Like, I mean, I am that generation that has adapted all of the tech and all the things, but like I was really part of, hey, thank you. But I love the talk, and I love the fact that you are fostering a space and holding space for conversations, or even to hear it is what I love, right? So again, if people are not wanting to contribute, but they can still hear conversation in real time.
Well, this is kind of what all the, I arranged the International Women's Day March in Vancouver as well.
Yes.
And even in those spaces, like, I wanted to be spaces where women, self-identified women, of course,
yes,
feel safe and a place where they can reach out to just get the advice, the help, the support, like, or just being listened to, like, that's they need. So
100%.
Yeah, and that's what I foster, at least try to.
I love it. And let's just segue real quickly into that event. I mean, I would love to have you back to talk about it. But I mean, if you want to just give a little precursor.
March 8th, down at Robson Square. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have a few, I think maybe 8 or 10 speakers come speak about. This year's theme is Gain to Give. Give to gain.
Okay, I like give to gain. Yes, yeah. Because we are always giving as women, as femme presenting. We are always giving. But we are not ever, I've just started to think about like the gain.
Yeah.
You know, whereas like most of my life has just been the give.
And you need to gain.
Right?
We all need to gain.
Factual statement right there. Listen.
So, and we are still taking in volunteers. If anyone wants to come help us out with the march.
Yes.
Half of us, I think, are SFU alumni. We're arranging it. This is the fourth year in a row we're arranging it.
Love.
Happy to come on and talk about it.
You will. I'm so glad that you are so, like, up for coming back up on the mountain.
For you, anything.
Hey, I love it. Okay, so Yasmin will be back to chat about the event on March 8th. But in the interim, for the SFU Book Club, again, you know, check the Eventbrite streets.
Sorry, the Eventbrite list you just called GSWS Feminist Book Club.
You see? We got it. All right. And I like to put this information in the show notes. So basically you won't, if you didn't have a pen or wasn't able to capture that, no stress, no worries. It will be in the show notes today. Yasmin, I want to thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. This was so lovely. I'm excited to be back.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And stay safe out there because this fog has been fogging.
Gosh, the fogging.
It has been a lot. All right, everybody, I want to thank you for hanging out with me today. I am actually going to play some tracks before we make way for Democracy Now. Again, you've been listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. So what we are going to hear is a track called La Mauvaise Question by Stephanie Boulay, and then Taste by Coco Jones. And you might hear another track too, who knows? But that's what we've got going on right now. And let us get started with La Mauvaise Question.
Épouse-moi devant les caméras, sans bijoux et sans digne discours. Ton nom dans le journal, un trophée à ton bras. T'avais gagné ton propre concours. T'as écrit une histoire. C'est seul tous nos contours. Quand on vit pour y croire, la vraie vie ne suffit pas. suffit pas. Demande si sur l'aller le retour. Oui, j'avoue que quant à moi, j'ai enchaîné les faux pas. Mais c'était la première fois que j'étais la maman d'un papa, que j'étais la maman d'un papa. Quand tu me demandais pourquoi moi je t'aimais, tu posais la mauvaise question. La bonne vérité, si je t'avais aimé, peut-être que j'aurais pu te dire non. Pour toi une promesse, fait pour se détruire. J'aimais le quand je t'appelais au secours. Ça valait pas la peine. Si c'est pas pour le plaisir, tu courais après la nuit, le jour. À force de me vanter la folie de tes ex, j'ai fini par te croire.
Kiss my lips and leave a legacy. Oh, to live without you, what a tragedy. I can't get enough. I love in my conscience. I don't want another touch without you there. If I'm being honest, I'm falling in love. A taste gets me in places. I'm chasing, I can't erase it. Taste me, boy, and I taste you. That's the way I feel when I'm slipping under.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm addicted to you.
Yeah.
You know that you're toxic.
Don't hold back, don't worry. Do me like that, I'm gone. I can't erase it.